USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The hunt is underway for a new Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana announced their bids today. Additionally, Oklahoma Congressman Kevin Hearn is a potential contender. This morning, all three presented their cases to the largest delegation in the Republican Conference, the Texas delegation. Starbucks is closing 7 locations in downtown San Francisco with no specific reason.
The company is closing stores in the Financial District, SoMa, and the Union Square areas on October 22nd. On Monday, Jessica Borton, the company's regional vice president for Northern California, said the closures come after evaluating the company's store portfolio, which it does every year.
That's Deanna Kodiak. Former President Trump was in New York City for day 3 of his civil fraud trial. Trump is accused by New York Attorney General Letitia James of inflating his net worth. The former president maintained he did nothing wrong. Yesterday, the judge issued a gag order which bans anyone involved in the case from making comments online or in public about the judge's staff. The AG is seeking $250 million in fines and a ban on Trump's company doing business in New York. Mourners are paying tribute to the late U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein today. San Francisco Mayor London Breed says the city will host an open-air funeral on Thursday.
There will be a fitting celebration of her life. We anticipate the Vice President Kamala Harris, our current California senators, and other guests that will be joining us.
Feinstein's body is lying in state at San Francisco City Hall. Some things to keep in mind: Thursday's funeral set for 1 p.m. Residents in the area can expect road closures and extra security around the Civic Center. This is USA News.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's 800-875-1853.
The Biden administration is forgiving $9 billion in student loan debt for 125,000 borrowers. President Biden, speaking from the White House, highlighted the positive impact on individuals and the economy. This relief is specifically for those on income-driven repayment plans and in the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. The decision follows the recent resumption of federal student loan payments after a 3-year COVID-19-related pause. President Biden emphasized today that it is in the best interest of the United States to continue supporting Ukraine in its conflict with Russia.
This has been a valuable exercise for the United States of America to increase the support we have around the world.
When questioned about potential repercussions on congressional support for Ukraine following Kevin McCarthy's removal as House Speaker, Biden acknowledged his concern. However, he pointed out that a majority of members from both political parties have expressed their support for aiding Kyiv. A frenzy of Powerball excitement has swept across America. The jackpot for tonight's drawing stands at a staggering $1.2 billion, carrying a cash value exceeding $551 million. This places it as the third largest jackpot in the game's history. Joe Jonas and his estranged wife, Sophie Turner, are slated for a January 2nd trial in Manhattan federal court. As for the custody dispute over their two young children, a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old. Dave Collins, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.